From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. And today in our series highlighting 50 great voices, an iconic voice of rock, Robert Plant. Robert Plant talked with our co-host Melissa Block about that powerhouse voice in Led Zeppelin and beyond.
It's urgent, it's acrobatic, it's pulsing with raw sexuality. It is unmistakably Robert Plant. Robert Plant, just 19 when he joined Led Zeppelin in 1968. He was already known as the Wild Man of Blues from the Black Country, the area around Birmingham, England. His new album, Band of Joy, is named after one of his earliest bands. And you can hear a lot of the same influences now as then, especially American blues.
Waiting on a long black train. Blues fell down, watch out the rain.
The entire complexion of this adventure, really, it's definitely made in America because as a kid, and all the way through my time, and most of us British musicians, in all of our times, we've felt the resonance of American music and the influences within that, whether they be from, you know, the Mississippi Delta and all the journeys that I've made down there where I, you know, I'm looking for ghosts, really, but I can hear all that stuff that affected me and made me quite emotional when I was a kid. The great voices, Dan. You know, all that great stuff, mixing and twirling around, if you like, with the kind of more glossy American doo-wop pop, and which you can hear on Band of Joy. If you listen to the Kelly Brothers song, Falling in Love Again, you hear that kind of side of the sweet side of the sound.
I think of you all the time.
What's going on in there?
Well, I'm getting kind of woozy with somebody I haven't met. I mean, it's just abstraction, you know. Just getting so far into the song that if I never fell in love again, it wouldn't matter because I know how to say it.
And I do know for certain what happened this way. I promised myself yesterday.
I'm wondering what makes songs new for you as a vocalist now, because you've done so much for so many years, how you find some new path to something.
Well, I hear so many songs that years ago I would have thought unassailable. I mean, when you're 20 years old and you're making points with volume and dynamism is a fantastic thing to do, but just to enjoy an adventure in restraint is like, you know, what don't you do to make it work?
You were talking about restraint in a song, and I'm thinking of the song on this new CD, Silver Rider, which must be about as restrained as you can get. It feels almost like a whisper, really.
Yeah.
At times I see you. You silver rider. Sometimes your voice is not enough.
Well, Robert Plant, back when your voice was becoming what it was in Led Zeppelin, back when you were a kid, an emotional kid, you said, getting emotional listening to those songs from America. Mm. How were you doing that? What was going on with you and training your voice to the extent that you were training? And what were you doing?
Nothing.
At all?
No, just singing. Just, I used to deliver newspapers and I got enough money to send off to King Records in Cincinnati from Worcestershire in England as a 13-year-old, and I got the original pressings of James Brown Live at the Apollo, where the hardest working man in show business, the man that gave it, I go crazy, try me, you got the power, I don't mind, don't leave me bewildered, you know, a voice that is absolutely unbelievable. And then, whoop, some crackling radio set underneath my pillow gives me Smokey Robinson singing Way Over There, and I just go, oh, what's this? This is what it is. This is people actually just letting every single breath that they've got out. It's just too much. I had to just try and get there.
You need cool air, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send yeah back to school.
I mean, so many great white kids, English kids, we had no culture. Were no points of reference, really, apart from these kind of hazy radio signals that faded in and out depending upon the weather over your mom and dad's house. So we just ate it up and just tried to get it like that, and we all failed miserably, to be honest, you know.
Well, what do you think you were doing wrong? If you were doing it wrong when you were a kid, what were you doing wrong?
Well, I was paying too much attention to academia and my studies. I was doing what Mom and Dad said. I didn't kick into these kind of subterranean grooves yet. I didn't have three or four girlfriends going at the same time. You know, I didn't have mistakes to enjoy quite so much. I was just beautifully naive, and so were we all, you know. It was wonderful, wonderful and dull.
So Robert Plant, when you're listening to that now, at age 62, what are you hearing in there?
Well, I'm hearing a guy who's really quite precocious. He's trying it on, and he's having a good time, and he's looking into the crowd and wiggling his legs about and wondering what's for supper.
Metaphorically?
Absolutely.
There are, of course, so many times when your voice is twinning, really, with Jimmy Page's guitar. How much of the way your voice developed, do you think, is because of Jimmy Page and what he did on the guitar?
Well, I think a lot of it's got to do with the kind of vocal exaggeration that I developed was based on what key songs were in. You know, lots of our songs would be in E or A, which are, you know, you got to get up there if you're going to sing in E. Some nights it was great, and some nights live, you know, you had to run for cover. I'd like to pretend that the PA had broken sometimes, because it was very... I set myself huge challenges to try and be consistent. And some of those vocal performances were, you know, real tough. And some of them we cheated with anyway. I used a vary speed and got up there. So that I could
really?
Yeah, here and there you can hear the slow the tape down and then sing over it and speed it back up again. You know, oh, mama, 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 mama. You know, pretty, because it fitted. But, yeah, back in those other days, it was flying by the seat of my pants quite a lot. And there were glorious failures. And there were magnificent moments.
Do you think you started thinking of your voice maybe as an instrument in the way that Jimmy Page's guitar was an instrument in Zeppelin?
Yeah, it was a thing to play off, definitely. I mean, it's a very weird thing to do because, you know, the voice can't actually, it doesn't have that kind of flexibility, you know. I mean, I wanted my voice to be a tenor sax, really. I wanted to be Coleman Hawkins. I wanted to be Dexter Gordon. I just think that certain instruments you've got so much more chance of actually following the electric charges in your mind when you're listening to people play the post-bebop stuff. You know, you can hear this great instrumentation, but for a singer, you know, what can you do? You know, there's only so many. You've got to work with syllables, you've got to work with themes and lyric. So it's I got to learn to play something soon.
Stop and think, I am amazed that I have a voice left at all.
Well, I never stop and think anything, and that's why talking to you is quite a revelation, because I never even think about these things, and I don't see them scientifically or... because it's basically, you know, when you're in a recording studio and you've got a microphone like I'm looking at now, and the tape's rolling and everybody's playing, you just do it. And you go into this place that makes sense for the moment. I can't think about it in a straight line and say this is how I did this or that or the other, because even within a Zeppelin album there was so much variance, and that's what you got. That's what makes a career, or whatever this is called, a passage of time with a great gift. But my voice, how did I ever know I could do it? Listen to it now, I sound like Hoagy Carmichael. I've been talking that much lately, you know. But I feel good about what I'm doing, so I guess if I shut up for a couple of days, I could sing good again.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Robert Plant, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Robert Plant's new album is called Band of Joy. You can hear an extended version of our conversation and a live performance at nprmusic.org.
This is NPR News.